It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's not
Colbert.
I'm here. I was doing something and didn't have my headphones on, so I rushed to put my headphones on, and then of course I roll one of the wheels on the chair over the headphone cord, because of course, I hope you were able to withstand the weight. Welcome in, Tuesday edition of Cole & Company, off and rolling, in more ways than one. All right, yeah, thanks for being here. It is a Tuesday edition of the show. It is October 17th of 2023, and however you are tuned in, I appreciate it very much. A number of ways to do so. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on the X machine at Real Colbert. On Facebook, type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find us. Hammer that like button, and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. What's not to like? Make sure you bookmark the website. That's where all that content, most of it, originates. 1650thefan.com. Local, statewide, national sports content. You get audio on demand, including today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute, the podcast of this show. And at about, before 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, you will get the Coaches Huddle podcast. And it'll be the last Coaches Huddle tomorrow night from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The four Metro High School football coaches, of course, Cedar Falls is Brad Remmert, Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore, Waterloo East, DeCarlo Sanderson, and Columbus Catholics, Brad Schmidt. Join Mark Simpson one last time. Crazy to think, man. The high school football season just goes so incredibly fast. And while I'm talking about the Coaches Huddle, shout out to Steve and his team over there at Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, an outstanding host once again this year. We definitely don't take it for granted. And if you're ever out there, just make sure you pass along the thank you. We really appreciate what they do to help us make the Coaches Huddle happen. So make sure you're tuned in for that tomorrow night, 6 to 7. Tonight is a rare day when it comes to programming on The Fan. I was looking back at our broadcast calendar. That's where you can always find, you know, what games might be on, you know, during the day or night here on The Fan. And tonight, we don't have any games. And it's the first night since August 17th, I think is what I had looked at this morning, that we didn't have a game. That is maximum sports. I mean, call me a company man, I don't care. But we've got a lot coming up the rest of the week. Of course, the Coaches Huddle, like I mentioned. Thursday night football is Jacksonville at New Orleans. Waterloo Blackhawks hockey coming up Friday night. Cedar Falls Tiger football. The Tigers regular season finale at Davenport West over on Cruising KCFI Friday night. As a result of Iowa State football being on a bye week, we've got a college football doubleheader on Saturday. Penn State at Ohio State start out with some big time Big Ten action there. Doesn't get much better than that. And then the nightcap is going to be a Big 12 battle as Texas Tech is on the road at BYU. Penn State at Ohio State, 10:30 Saturday morning. Coverage begins. Texas Tech at BYU is a 5:30 pregame. So make sure that if you are out and about or if you're in the garage, in the yard, doing whatever, you can listen. However, take the fan with you in your pocket, download the app, take your smart speaker out on the deck, or if you're old school like me and you got the radio at home, crank it up. You'll get great college football all day Saturday. And then we'll have an NFL triple header on Sunday. Buffalo at New England will start it off. Coverage beginning at 11:30, followed by the Chargers at the Chiefs. And then Sunday Night Football, what a game this ought to be. The Miami Dolphins at the Philadelphia Eagles. So a glimpse ahead of the sports week that will be right here on The Fan. Also got to make sure and remind you to get those picks in. 2023 Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy is back. If you recall last year, we, in a way, combined Pick'em and Fan Football Frenzy, where those who play all 6 weeks of Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy will get an opportunity to win some advantages that greatly increases your odds of winning some of those big, outstanding prizes at Fan Football Frenzy. That's going to be on Monday, December 4th at Dad's Pub. It also gives you the opportunity to qualify to be there among the 75 lucky listeners that will make it. We'll have more information soon. If you're not a Pick'em player, which you should be, I don't know why you wouldn't be. It doesn't cost you anything, but just a little bit of your time. It's right there on the website, on the homepage, 1650thefan.com. You'll see it there. Just click on it. You got to scroll down a little ways past the description, you know, the 411, the rules, information about the prizes you can win. You scroll down far enough, you'll see where you can make your picks and put your information. Do it now. Get there. Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy is back. It starts this week. It goes for 6 weeks leading up to what's always just such a fun night. And we're doing it again at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. And very much looking forward to being back there with all of you. And the prizes, man, they're going to be awesome again. We've got, what, I think it's a 65-inch Sony 4K LED TV from our great friends at Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls. Kent and TJ, shout out to them. Also going to be giving away a Green Ledge Mountain Prime Pellet Grill. Once again, from our great friends at Tubbs R Us at Fan Football Frenzy. And you've got $50 value weekly prizes on the line to win if you pick them better. 8 games each week for 6 weeks for Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. And those games are going to be your NFL primetime games here on The Fan. Regional NFL, so you're talking, you know, perhaps the Bears, the Chiefs, the Vikings, so on and so forth, the Packers, maybe the Lions. And then, of course, Iowa State not playing this week, but you and I versus North Dakota and Iowa versus Minnesota. Those two games are among the 8 that you picked this week. So get there now, 1650thefan.com. Perfect reason to bookmark it. If there was ever was a time to make sure you got the website bookmarked, do it now so you can get your picks in every week. And you got to do it every week before Thursday Night Football, because Thursday Night Football will be among the 8 picks every week. So you got to get those picks in before kickoff of Thursday Night Football. And I can see the timestamps, so if you're late, you snooze, you're going to lose. Okay? Get your Week 1 picks in now. Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy back on The Fan. And got a shout-out, Hawkeye Audio Video and Tubbs R Us, among many other sponsors that help make all of this happen, all of this fun over the next 6-7 weeks here for all of you, because that's what this is all about. We want to give our appreciation and thanks to you and have a lot of fun while we do it. I think this is a great way, and it's been great the past couple of years, especially doing it at Dad's Pub and doing it like this. So get there now. All right. Coming up today on the show, of course, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. Excuse me, got something in my throat there. After we're done there, we will take timeout number 1 and get you a national sports update. A VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday, or tomorrow and Thursday, I should say. We'll come back in the next segment, and we'll be joined by my colleague, friend of mine, Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He does an outstanding job covering Iowa State football, Iowa State men's and women's basketball. And Rob is going to join us as John Walters on brief hiatus from the show by nature of the bye week. John does an outstanding job joining the show every week and giving us his analysis of Iowa State football game in and game out. But we put John on the bye week as well. He'll return next week on the show. So he'll be back next Tuesday. But Rob will stand in his place today, and he will give us his thoughts on Iowa State's big 30-10 win at Cincinnati this past Saturday. What an impressive win that was. Talked about it a little bit yesterday on the show, that this Iowa State team has come so far since that loss at Ohio. And we'll break that down. We'll also talk Iowa State men's basketball with Rob. Iowa State men's basketball, we talked a little bit about it last week with ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman shortly after the Cyclones had their media day. But we'll check in with Rob and we'll get his thoughts as well as TJ Otzelberger's team reloaded and, of course, looking to get back to the NCAA tournament. After we're done with Rob, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, and that's when we'll get you Radio Iowa Sports. We'll come back on the other side of that break, and I've got audio from the Missouri Valley Conference's men's basketball tip-off down in St. Louis, specifically UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson and guard Bowen Bourne. So we'll have audio from those two coming up in the third segment, and after we're done there, we take the final timeout. That's when we get you a NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for Tuesday. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Let's dive in here. The road to the state volleyball tournament began last night. First round regionals took place in Class 2A and 1A. In Area 1A matches, Don Bosco rolled past East Buchanan in a sweep. Waterloo Christian swept West Central. Dunkerton swept Nashville Plainfield. St. Ansgar took care of Clarksville in a sweep. Tripola down Butler in straight sets, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck swept Meskwaki Settlement. Meanwhile, the high school volleyball postseason continues tonight with first-round regionals in classes 5A, 4A, and 3A. And in a 5A match involving a Metro team, Waterloo East plays at Iowa City West. First serve is at 7. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its final volleyball rankings, and among area teams in class 5A, Cedar Falls is 6th. Union ranked 8th in 3A. In 2A, Dyke New Hartford top-ranked. Grundy Center is 3rd. Denver is 4th. Sumner Fredericksburg is 5th. Appleton Parkersburg is 8th. And Wapsie Valley is 10th. Finally, in 1A, Janesville is 6th. Don Bosco 10th. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck is 13th. The Mississippi Valley Conference has released its Mississippi Division All-Conference Boys Cross Country team. And Cedar Falls' Jaden Merrick was named the Athlete of the Year. And, of course, by nature, to the All-Conference First Team, teammates Luke Hartman and Ahmad Aldamak were also named to the first team. The Waterloo Blackhawks' Jacob Altrichter has been named the USHL Forward of the Week. Altrichter recorded a pair of goals and a pair of assists in the Blackhawks' two wins last week, scored a goal and added an assist in a 5-2 road win at Chicago on Friday, turned around with another goal and an assist in a 4-3 win at home against Omaha on Saturday. The Blackhawks host Lincoln on Friday. You can hear it right here on the Fan. Pregame coverage will begin at 6:45. The UNI volleyball team picked up a big win on the road last night, defeating Drake in four sets in Des Moines. The Panthers won the battle of the top two teams in the Missouri Valley, improving to 9-0 in conference play. Drake now 7-2. Taylor Alden had a triple-double for the Panthers, 12 kills, 43 assists, and 12 digs. Liana Green led the Panthers with 16 kills. And UNI volleyball player Aaron Powers has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Powers is the team's libero. She led UNI's backline defense in home sweeps over Missouri State and Southern Illinois a week ago, notched 16 digs against the Bears, 11 against the Salukis, dished out a pair of service aces against Southern Illinois as well. Powers is a transfer from UAB and picked up her 1,400th career dig in that win against Missouri State. The UNI men's basketball team is picked to finish second in the MVC preseason poll. Defending conference champion Drake selected to finish first. UNI returns much of its core from last year's team that was 14-18, received 19 first-place votes. The Bulldogs received 24. Drake's Tucker DeVries is the preseason player of the year in the Valley. UNI's Bowen Bourne named to the preseason all-conference first team. And Panther forward Ty Anderson was selected to the second team. UNI opens its season on November 7th at North Texas. You'll be able to hear UNI men's basketball on 93.5 The Mix. The Iowa State men's basketball team received two votes in the USA Today Sports Top 25 preseason poll. The Clones were 19-14 a season ago. An NCAA qualifier lost in the first round. Iowa State opens its season November 6th at home against Green Bay. Iowa State was picked to finish 7th in the preseason Big 12 media poll that came out last week. You'll hear Iowa State men's basketball right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. Iowa's Caitlin Clark and Iowa State's Emily Ryan both have been named to the Nancy Lieberman Point Guard of the Year preseason watch list. Clark won the award last year as a junior. It was one of many she picked up, including National Player of the Year. Clark was the only player in the country last season to record 1,000 points, 240 rebounds, 310 assists, and 45 steals. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. Talk Iowa State football and Iowa State men's basketball. Rob Gray of the Gazette joins us next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
The Philadelphia Eagles are signing veteran wide receiver Julio Jones to a one-year contract. He will join Philly after playing six games last season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rams are signing running back Daryl Henderson to their practice squad while signing running back Miles Gaskin off the Vikings practice squad and adding him to their active roster. Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, wearing a knee brace at practice today, says he's optimistic that he'll play against the Saints on Thursday, but also added that a final decision will not be made until game day. The Niners don't play the Vikings until Monday, but ESPN reports there's a chance that Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel, and Christian McCaffrey all could be available depending on how they practice despite their injuries. Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill won't need surgery on his injured ankle. That's according to ESPN. Game two of the NLCS, Diamondbacks and Phillies, 8 o'clock Eastern. The pitching matchup, Merrill Kelly goes for Arizona, Aaron Nola on the hill for the Phils, who are up 1-0.
Tune in to Cole & Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons 5 to 6 for the latest on our metro area preps.
Leaders create a wave of positive change for everyone. Walter Burtis is no stranger to this role. As a Cedar Valley resident since 2000, he sees the potential in Cedar Falls and is ready to lead the community into a new era.
Hi, I'm Walter Burtis, a small business owner on Main Street. I understand the need for sustainable parking resolutions and infrastructures in high-traffic areas such as Main Street and UNI. With recent local public projects exceeding their budgets by millions, there needs to be a new standard set for openness and accountability for our local government. I plan to create a safe and vibrant community by focusing on several key issues throughout Cedar Falls. Visit waltformayor.com to learn more about my vision and my goals that I believe will improve Cedar Falls. By voting for Walter Burtis for mayor on November 7th, we can maintain our identity as a place where businesses and families can thrive and your dreams can be realized.
Visit waltformayor.com to learn more.
Paid for by Walter Burtis for mayor.
When your car is not acting right, bring it to us. I'm Roger with Metro Transmission and Auto Repair. We'll diagnose your issue and give you an estimate of what it would take to get you back on the road again. Our prices are low and we won't sell you something you don't really need. Our customers stay with us because they trust us. That's peace of mind that's hard to find today. Come see us at Metro Transmission and Auto Repair on West 10th between Jefferson and 218 in Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Iowa Hawkeyes hosting Minnesota Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes opened as a 6-point favorite. That number bet down to 3.5 points. The total, 32. Other Big Ten games on the schedule. Nebraska laying 10 at home with Northwestern. Total 42.5. Wisconsin a 2.5-point favorite at Illinois. 42.5. The total. Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields has a dislocated thumb. No timetable for his return. Tyson Bagent, the rookie from Shepherd, West Virginia, likely starter for the Bears on Sunday. They're a 3-point dog against Las Vegas. A total 37.5 at Soldier Field. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 47 tonight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 66. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night 49, overcast. Low 60s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers, mid 60s Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 65.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650, The Fan.
Fourth down and 7, 8 seconds remaining in the half. Line scrimmage, the 41 of Iowa State. Jones drops to throw. He fires deep down the middle of the field, and it is picked off by Jeremiah Cooper, his fifth interception of the season.
Yeah, that was one of two interceptions the Iowa State secondary had in Saturday's 30-10 win at Cincinnati. TJ Tampa with the other one, and that Iowa State secondary just continues outside of the Oklahoma game to just be outstanding so far this season, meeting and exceeding expectations. And that'll be part of the conversation as we welcome in Rob Grave. The Cedar Rapids Gazette does a great job covering Iowa State football, men's and women's basketball, among other things. And Rob, thanks so much for being here, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, oh yeah, always great to talk to you, Cole, especially in entering a bye week where you can just kind of take stock a little bit. I mean, ironically enough, I have a little bit of a lighter week. Well, of course, every other week you're running 100 miles an hour, as you well know, because of all the crossover stuff. And
yeah.
For you, high school stuff, too. I mean, it's a fun time of year, but it's a hectic time of year as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we know what we sign up for, so it's the beauty and the madness, as I like to put it, that's all going on right now. And a lot of beauty in that 30-10 win for Iowa State football at Cincinnati this past Saturday. You know, the defense, of course, had a great day. The offense was really good. Rob, what, you know, looking back now with a little bit of time to kind of process it all, what did you think was most impressive in the Cyclones' win over the Bearcats?
I really think it was the defense. The fact that, you know, well-traveled, to put it mildly, quarterback Emory Jones, he's so potent in that running game for them, and he's really keyed it for them. I think they came in averaging 220 yards on the ground. They got a fraction of that against Iowa State. Heck, they only had 217 or 214 total yards in that game. And, you know, the defense had a couple games where, boy, it looked like maybe this they were really going to take a big step back. Still be a solid defense, but certainly not, you know, the borderline elite, if not elite, type of defenses that John Haycock has put out on the field the past six seasons. And, you know, to clamp down, I mean, on him, you know, they spied with Zach Lovett a little bit again at linebacker. And as you mentioned, got you know, Tampa got a big interception when they were driving the ball. Cooper's fifth of the season, which leads the country. Obviously, that's a Hail Mary, so yeah, but you'll take it. Cyclones tied for second nationally with 12 interceptions now this season. And they're doing all the things, you know, winning in the margins, all the things they didn't do last year in the second half of 2011. And again, it's shades of 2017 where some veterans and a lot of young players that they really believed in came together and played really clean football en route to that 8-win season. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. 4-3, 3-1 in the league. But the complementary football they're getting going and the special teams vastly improved. Certainly Cyclone fans should feel very optimistic as they look down at the last five games of the Big 12 season.
Yeah, as they should. I mean, this team is just so much further along, Rob, than it was when you think about you know, where the emotions and the analysis was after the loss at Ohio. You know, we talked about that I think quite a bit the last time you were on the show, like what's been behind the growth. Still looking into Saturday's win against Cincinnati, Jaden Higgins, man, I mean, that guy just continues to be that big-bodied wide receiver that's producing at a level that when Iowa State offenses have seemingly been at their best in the Matt Campbell era, it's always had that physical, big-bodied receiver that can pretty consistently be the one to put his hand up and say, throw me the rock.
Yeah, 172 yards in that game. Oddly enough, not even a career high for him. He had 185 with Eastern Kentucky sometime a couple of years back. So a guy who's accustomed to being considered a go-to guy, a wide receiver one type. But they've also got Jalen Noel, who's had big games. He had a 146-yard game in the win against Oklahoma State. And Noel has really, really improved that kickoff return. You know, the Cyclones seem to always fair catch it the last couple of years. And now they're, I think, fourth nationally by somebody. It's certainly top 10 nationally in terms of kickoff returns average, you know, per game. And Noel got a couple big ones there on the road, too, which, again, you win the special teams. You execute a fake field goal perfectly with Chase Contreras. He drills all three of his field goals, 9 of his last 10, after missing those two in Ohio, whereas one of them was, did he really miss it? Well,
yeah,
they said he missed it, so he missed it.
Okay.
So Tyler Perkins was back punting at 50 yards in that for. So, I mean, it just, you know, when you have the type of weapons they have and the confidence never went down after Ohio. One thing that I thought was notable that Coach Campbell said was, you know, he had the humility, enough humility to say, you know, I feel like I coach not to lose. And we got to go win a game. I got to trust these guys. I don't care how young most of them are, to go win the football game. And that's certainly how they played against Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hit on a lot of short passes and passes over the middle to get a little bit of room in the run game. This is only like 76 yards, and then much better, 120 plus in the first half against Oklahoma. That changed, obviously, when they were down pretty big. But then, 215, the most they've had in the game in a long time. They have this thing. So it's called Modita. Remember when they talked about Modita, which is really enjoying other people's success on the team?
Yeah.
That was an early season story I wrote, and I thought it was interesting, and I know other schools do that type of thing and all that, but I think this team takes that to heart. And I think that's one of the reasons they could get by the quote-unquote low point of Ohio and
sure.
And take off in conference season and be off to the type of start that they are.
Rob, before we switch gears, talk a little Iowa State men's basketball game with them having their media day in the books. Final thought, just what do you anticipate or maybe what have you heard will be a focus during this bye week for the Iowa State football team?
I think it's just what they normally do during bye weeks, if they've identified some areas they need to clean up, work on that, drill on that, continue to work on those little things that finally, after a pretty long stint, are breaking the Cyclones' way this season thus far. And I assume they'll keep, implementing some things in the offensive line, which has been vastly improved since those first few games this season. Guys are getting it a little bit and also getting pretty ornery about it, too, and the offensive line on tight ends. It's usually a back-to-basics kind of a situation for Campbell, and I think with as many young players in key spots, it's going to be more or less the same as that as they get ready to go and play Baylor in Waco.
Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on X at Rob W. Gray. All right, let's talk Iowa State men's basketball. Rob, whenever you go to a media day, you're just hoping that there's something that's a morsel of newsy or a bit of a hook to have to write a story in light of me describing those circumstances. What did you come away with, if anything, quite tangible from Iowa State men's basketball media day?
It was in some ways a very standard media day, but I think the one thing I wanted to focus on, and I did certainly in my feature out of that day on sophomore guard Tina Lipsy, who of course played in very big moments and shined in a lot of big moments as a true freshman last year. The fact that he was so reluctant to shoot the outside shot last season, the fact that he shot at 20% was clearly an area he had to improve. And Coach T.J. Otzelberger said, that's once they got past that, first round NCAA tournament loss, they just honed in on that with him. you know, work on that. And like you said, it wasn't even volume. They just broke down mechanics. They said, you're going to have better form. And I asked them, do you feel like you were in seventh grade again? And you had the force of you to do the form shooting. And it's like, oh, man, this stinks. I'm not seeing it go. He said, yeah, well, yeah, a little bit. But he knew it needed to happen. And slowly they added the volume. And I think TJ said he was shooting at about 38% in one scrimmage they had. And that's right in line with the three new transfers, you know, who are in the 36 to 39% range that they brought in. For the backcourt. So it's certainly TJ's the most loaded team. Lipsy is a competitor, a high level competitor. Mm-hmm. And seeing him add that to his game was one of the big takeaways for me. Again, a team that it's hard. Are they elite anywhere? No.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a flaw, I think, especially when you consider how locked in defensively they've been and forcing turnovers. They keep that mentality, but the skill they added, particularly in the backcourt, you're going to see big improvements in offense, too, which we know has sometimes been a bit of a grind watching Cyclones in the Hudson River era.
Yeah, and if Lipsy can be a steady three-point shooter along with the newcomers who already have a track record of doing so, that'll be a massive development for an offense that on paper already is improved. How about realistic expectations for prized recruit Omaha Blue? Because I think I'd gotten wind last week that TJ's maybe trying to tamp him down a little bit, and not so much tamp him down, but just TJ's trying to set an expectation level that would be below maybe what most people would consider given his ability. So, like, what do you anticipate, and how much might, you know, his playing time have to do with it? I don't know. Like, is he going to start? Will he come off the bench? I mean, what all do we know about Omaha, his role, and how much he might be called on and be able to produce?
Well, I was told around Media Day that if they were to play a game then, he would not start. And when you think about it, I mean, you don't even have to read between the lines. TJ said that Hassan Ward, who chose to come back for another season, may be the most improved player on the team, maybe one of the Big 12's most improved players. He was a guy in spurts that could really block shots, get steals.
Yeah.
Not much offensive game other than the dunk. They feel like he's really a spin. And that's a guy that's been around a long time. That's a transfer. Robert Jones, you know, a guy who is limited, but a guy who TJ said was like leading people in sprint lines, even though he's 6'10", 260. A guy who loves playing for Iowa State and didn't really have a chance to do much at Denver was certainly the word highly touted would be a complete misnomer for Robert Jones at any stage of his career, but yet he's a team leader, and they love the toughness and the savvy he brings. And then you got Trey King, a skilled guy, who, you know, former transfer as well, who it looks like he's added better perimeter shooting to his already impressive interior game. So you've got experience there. So you have the luxury of letting, you know, and Milan Mumcilovic is in kind of the same boat, although he's a little bit more of a more versatile player in a weird way than Omaha. Omaha's so explosive and athletic, it's why he's considered a top 10 guy.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that struck me about something TJ said, which he said Omaha told him, I want to earn everything. He reiterates it all the time. I want to earn everything. I want to earn everything. And when you've got that kind of attitude and his commitment to the defensive end of the floor, which he showed throughout high school and all the club stuff, he's going to make a major impact. The issue is minutes. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. But with so much experience in that front court, there is the, you know, certainly the benefit to them is they can use him in, play him in spurts, and just get his feet wet before he, you know, prepares for liftoff.
It's going to be fascinating to watch this team come together this season, Rob. Just a final question before I let you go, maybe setting Omaha aside. What are you going to watch closest as this season begins? Everybody's going to go the ground we've covered already. You know, is Taman's 3-point shot there? You know, what will Omaha bring outside of that? What else are you watching closest when this season tips off?
I think whether all the shot makers again, the track record of Pavelski, Gilbert,
yeah,
Jones. I mean, they've done it. Taman's got to prove it in games, but the way he, you know, plays the game, hard-nosed, great defense, great rebounder from that position. TJ says they're all good rebounders at that position. They can all attack the paint and as well as hit the three-point shot. I'm really intrigued to see how those guys mesh together. They've even played Taman off the ball a little bit, so he's not strictly a point guard, because some of those other guys can certainly perform well with the ball in their hands. So that's the most interesting thing to me, given the proven quantities, you know, even if they're quote-unquote limited to some extent compared to some of the high-flying teams like Kansas, et cetera, that have, you know, five stars everywhere on their front court. That's a, you know, I think this can be an extremely skilled and explosive backcourt, and that's the key, I think, to the Cyclone success this season.
Rob, great stuff as always. Enjoyed the chat, like always, and take it easy on your bye week. I know you got some work to do, but, you know, as easy as you can on a bye week.
Yeah, I can actually take it a little bit easy, so I will take advantage of that. And Cole, keep up the good work yourself, and always great to join you.
Okay, take care, Rob.
You too.
Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. It's going to be fascinating to watch this Iowa State men's basketball team come together, because a lot of new pieces, but if there's, you know, one of the things you can hang your hat on so far in this TJ Otzelberger era is that, despite the roster turnover from season to season so far, TJ and his staff have been able to hit the ground running somehow, some way, since he's been in Ames. So what's it going to look like this year? Because it sure seems like it'll include a lot more firepower on offense. So basketball season's going to be here before we know it, folks. Let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side, we hear audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson and guard Bowen Bourne. The Missouri Valley Conference had its annual tip-off event down in St. Louis. It comes on the same day that they always release the preseason poll. Player of the year, all conference teams, told you earlier in the show. Panthers picked second behind Drake in that preseason poll. Bowen Bourne named to the first team. Ty Anderson named to the second team. We'll hear from Coach Jake and Bowen Bourne next, right here on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says tight end Eric All will miss the remainder of the season with a knee injury. The Michigan transfer was injured in the first quarter of a victory at Wisconsin and has 21 catches, including 3 for touchdowns. He's the second all-Big Ten caliber tight end to be lost for the season.
He was certainly adding a lot for our football team, and it's a tough deal. So we'll all support him in his recovery, his road back, and, you know, certainly hope all that goes well.
The Hawkeyes are 6-1 despite being without their starting quarterback and top 3 tight ends. They'll be at home this weekend to host Minnesota. To basketball, Drake is the preseason favorite in the Missouri Valley preseason basketball poll. The Bulldogs lost several key players from last year's team that won the Valley Tournament title and played in the NCAA tournament, but do return reigning Conference Player of the Year Tucker DeVries. UNI has been picked to finish second in the preseason survey. This is Radio Iowa.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, or just need someone to listen, 988 provides a direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
So why do I need vaccinations?
If I don't get vaccinated, how sick could I get?
Can I get multiple vaccines at once?
What's done to make sure vaccines are safe?
It's important to address your concerns about vaccines. Just make sure to get answers from people you can trust, not from a social post or an opinion on the internet. Instead, ask your healthcare provider about vaccinations, because they know you, and they'll always put your health first. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services.
What does it mean to be bold? To me, being bold means to dream bigger, live better, and make an impact. I'm Dr. Jared Smith, superintendent of schools for the Waterloo Community School District, where we're gearing up for another awesome and enriching school year. With over 10,000 students across 21 campuses, our district remains one of the largest in the state of Iowa. We use our 21st century curriculum to teach our students to be bold, and we couldn't do any of this without the strong, ongoing support of our parents, teachers, staff, administrators, local businesses, and city officials. Thank you all for everything everything you do to support the Waterloo Community School District, with the ultimate objective of helping each student in the district to be bold and achieve their goals. Learn more about how we provide educational opportunities for every student at waterlooschools.org.
The Waterloo Community School District, where the future is now. How confident is Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls about their work? How about a lifetime warranty on their repair work confident? Impressive, huh? This is just one of the many ways Anderson Collision stands apart from the competition. And best of all, they know what they're doing. Owner Jamie Earhart has 25 years of experience in the business. Plus, they have certified estimators and technicians, continuously staying up to date on all the latest techniques and trends in the industry. Anderson Collision in Cedar Falls.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus, skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash. Fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash. It's your time to shine.
Hey, wow, you changed something here.
Yeah, we...
What'd you do? New landscaping?
No, we...
You painted. Or was it always this color?
Yes, no, we didn't paint, we...
New signage. Nah, that doesn't really look new.
We swept and striped our lot.
You what?
We had our lot professionally cleaned and striped by A-Line Striping and Sweeping.
Seriously? That's it?
I'm Les, owner of A-Line Striping and Sweeping. Get the best value with quality equipment and staff delivering professional clean service every time. Call us today to make a better first impression.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650. The Fan.
Welcome back. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson, along with guard Bowen Bourne and forward Ty Anderson, met the media in St. Louis today for the Missouri Valley Conference's annual tip-off event. Coach Jake began by talking about how he likes the look of his team so far in practices.
I like how we're practicing. We've got everybody back, but two guys, James Betts and Derek Krogman, and you can feel that at practice, that we're a year older. You know, a lot comes with that, of course, and we have felt that. We added four new players, Jacob Hudson, a transfer, and then three freshmen. And then we get Nate Heisey back from an injury last year, and he's fully healthy. So we like our roster. Anxious to get going.
You can make a case that Michael Duax not being on any of the three all-conference preseason teams was a snub. What do you think, Coach Jake, and how does Michael Duax look this preseason?
Mike's a really good player. And what he was able to get done last year as a freshman was impressive. He has spent considerable amount of time in the gym, you know, working on his jump shot. You know, that's an area that he knew as we headed into the off season he wanted to really improve, and he's made some great strides there. But he does a little bit of everything, as you know. He's able to get himself involved in a lot of different ways, and we think he's got, you know, we think he's going to be a terrific defender. He puts a lot of pressure on the rim. When he drives it, he gets to the free throw line. He scores when he gets to the rim, and he's got a year under his belt. So we're really excited about him.
You got three true freshmen on this team, Coach Jake. It was your highest ever ranked recruiting class. What role might those three play this season?
Man, we feel great about Wes, Kyle Polk, and RJ Taylor. We had the opportunity this summer to take one of our one in every 4 year trips. We went to Brazil, and so we had the 10 extra practices. We played four games when we were down in Brazil, so we got more of an extended look at everybody on our roster, including the three freshmen. We feel like all three of them can help our team. How that shakes out, you know, where that goes over the next couple of weeks as we get going, is still to be determined in terms of exactly, what that'll be. But we feel like all three of them are good enough to help us.
You added transfer center Jacob Hudson, a 6'11" big man from Loyola Chicago this offseason. Coach Jake, was that a target to get size and physicality brought onto the roster this offseason?
Yeah, going into last year, Austin Fife was on track to be with us, and when he wasn't, it changed the dynamic for us at that position. And so when we got to the spring, one of our needs, as we saw it, was to improve our size at that position. And Jacob, he has done that for us, and I think. I would tell you that it has been done even more than that. The obvious being he's 6'10", 6'11", he's 250 pounds, so it checks that box, and that one's maybe a little easier to see. But having him all summer, having him now for 6 weeks here in the fall, he's got a lot of versatility. So for a guy at that position, he moves his feet well. Covers up a lot of things defensively, very good communicator. We can throw it to him on the block. Standstill three is something that he's comfortable doing. He just did it again yesterday in practice. And so in addition to us feeling like we needed to get bigger, have a different presence at the center position, he also brings a lot of things to the table for us.
Former Cedar Falls standout Trey Campbell had a really, really good freshman season, Coach Jacobson. What are you anticipating out of Trey Campbell as a sophomore?
Yeah, we've asked Trey, and he's coming off a great freshman year to start every game and play the minutes he did as a true freshman, and feel like he had a terrific first year for us. And we've really asked him to be more aggressive and really push himself to on a daily basis have some consistency at a higher level in terms of his impact, because we feel like he is very capable of that, and we're looking forward to a big year from Trey.
Bowen Bourne has 2 years of eligibility left. This is his fourth year. He's on track to graduate. Bowen, how do you approach that mentally? Do you think of yourself as a senior or a junior?
I think about it as my senior year, and me and Coach were just talking about this the other day, that's something that you can use as an external motivator. And so I think knowing that I have a year after but still approaching this as my senior year, I think is a great way to add some motivation and to add an extra type of energy to your team and to your squad, and that's how I have approached it and how I'm thinking about it and trying to help all my teammates learn. I'm starting to see the game. I'm starting to feel in practice what we need to improve, how we can improve it, what we need to do during the game. Do we talk about it in the huddles? So there's been certain things that I think my entire approach has somewhat been, that I'm a senior, I'm on track to graduate, and then I'll have the COVID year. But I think that's something that is a good motivator because it can allow you to have that kind of this is my last chance, type of mentality. And I think that adds an extra dimension to your team. And I feel like I have been doing better in practices with starting to kind of take that older guy approach and start to help the younger guys and help them kind of be a player coach. And so I think that's something that, I have thought about just a little bit in terms of, how I want to look at this. And so definitely I feel like I've kind of approached it that way.
Coach Jacobson, you'll face three power conference teams, starting with North Carolina in 3 days at the Battle for Atlantis tournament in late November. How much do you and the guys enjoy that opportunity?
We can't wait. It's something that people ask us, fans in particular, that's been on our on our schedule for a little while now. The teams have been known for a while. The bracket just came out, I don't know if that was a month or 6 weeks ago. But that type of tournament, of course, is going to generate a lot of buzz with your fan base, and that part of it has been exciting. But more in terms of our players and our program and the opportunity, we can't wait. And I don't know if there's a different or better way I can describe it. Like we can't wait. We've got some things to do before we get to that tournament with a game at North Texas Traveling down to the Bahamas, we play South Florida in the return game of a home and home, and two very good teams. So we've got, you know, we've got things to do before we get there. But again, we can't wait.
And finally, Coach Jacobson, after mid-major Florida Atlantic made the Final Four last season, how motivating can that be for a program like yours?
From my standpoint, and I've talked about it with our players, you know, over so Ty and Bo would have heard me talk about it. I think at least once, maybe more. Whether it was in recruiting or in the time that they've been with us, since our time as a program in 2010, when we played in the Sweet 16, we've talked about it, right? And so there's been, you know, some teams, you know, Wichita when they were in the league, of course, and as you mentioned, you know, Florida Atlantic, you know, there's been a couple of them that have happened since 2010 that gives you continues to give you. You know, the motivation, if you will, and the belief that it can get done. But we've talked about it since 2010, that we feel like it's something that we can get done.
There's the latest on UNI men's basketball. Let's take this time out. Remember, you can hear UNI men's basketball on 93.5 The Mix this season. We'll take our final time out. Come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Andrew Siciliano with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Dak Prescott threw a touchdown, ran for another as the Cowboys held off the Chargers to wrap up Week 6, 20-17. Justin Herbert throws for 227 and a couple of scores, but he was sacked by Micah Parsons and threw a pick to Stephon Gilmore in the final 2 minutes to end it. Austin Eckler, back after missing 3 weeks with an ankle injury, ran for only 27 yards. Caught passes for 35. In other news, Raiders head coach Josh McDaniels says quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo avoided a major back injury after leaving in the second quarter of Sunday's win over the Patriots. Garoppolo's status for Week 7 in Chicago is up in the air. The Bears also with a quarterback question. Justin Fields dislocated thumb on his throwing hand. Matt Eberflus says Fields doubtful for Week 7. Would not rule him out. However, Tyson Bagent would be the next man up. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls. Super fast and super good. The Shirt Shack can put your business's logo on t-shirts, polos, quarter zips, sweatshirts, hats, and more. They're also the number one place to go to get your team shirts from youth to high school sports. And get it fast. Turnarounds generally just 3 to 5 business days after approval. Take a look at everything they have to offer at ShirtShackIA.com. The Shirt Shack in Cedar Falls.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One. Join Mike Mayock and me this week for Thursday Night Football from New Orleans when the 3-3 Saints host the 4-2 Jaguars. Jacksonville is looking for their first ever win at the Superdome and hoping quarterback Trevor Lawrence will be back and healthy after last week's knee injury. Don't miss any of the action of the Jags at the Saints on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. In the NFL, the margin for error is microscopic. One bad play can cost a team a game. And when you start to beat yourself, your chances of taking home a victory continue to decline exponentially. The Cowboys became the exception last night. They outplayed the Chargers for the majority of the game, but midway through the fourth, LA still had a shot to sneak out a victory. That was Dallas's own doing. The Cowboys were hit with 11 penalties for 85 yards, displayed poor clock management on multiple occasions, and muffed a punt late in the fourth to keep the Chargers' hopes alive. Coming away with a victory despite all the mistakes has to be encouraging for Dallas, especially against a talented LA roster that features multiple all-pro caliber players. But if the Cowboys continue to shoot themselves in the foot, competing with the top teams in the NFC or for a Super Bowl is going to prove difficult for America's team. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. If you like using debit over credit, don't you think it's time you also got rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. Plus, you're not charged any account fees, period. Whether you're moving, starting a new job, or headed into that next stage of your life, whatever it is, Discover Cashback Debit is for everyone. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. TireRack.com reminds you to inspect your tires regularly. Grab a quarter,
Stick it in the tread, and if you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Go to my page, TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide to find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires and tread confidently. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on a Tuesday. Got to thank Rob Gray of the Cedar Rapids Gazette for joining today's show. Great talk with Rob about Iowa State football and men's basketball, previewing that season, which will be here before we know it. Of course, you'll hear it all right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. And you can, if you missed it, you can listen to the podcast of today's show in mere minutes. It'll be available at 1650thefan.com. I don't have anything to tell you. I got nothing more. That's a wrap. We don't have a game on tonight of any sort. Coaches huddle tomorrow night, Thursday night football, a couple nights from now. Have a nice, relaxing night, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.